Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In our modern digital lives, people almost revere the ability to multitask. But scientists say the human brain cannot work on several things at once. In fact, studies show that high multitaskers have a harder time focusing and are actually less productive. As WBUR's series Digital Lives continues this morning, Kurt Nickisch reports on how technology is partly to blame for rampant multitasking and how it may also provide relief.
If you want to win the news quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, you need to know lots of random little factoids from the week's news.
That body's long-standing tradition of doing what?
Drinking while legislating?
Exactly right.
The show rewards contestants for skimming news headlines, following Twitter and Facebook posts. So it might surprise you that the host of the show, Peter Sagal, curses these media streams.
There are procrastinators and there are people who are easily distracted, and then there is me.
Sagal says the internet has destroyed his productivity, so much so that he uses a computer program to turn off his internet for hours at a time so he can get stuff done. Without that program, he was hopeless.
So if you're sitting there and you're writing, say, can you say to yourself, well, you know, how do you spell that? Or you say to yourself, am I right about that date? I know, I'll just Google this fact. One little browser window. That's all I need. Just need to get the date of the guy who was born. There you go. And the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later, and you're watching your eighth YouTube video. I mean, you just can't even start.
It says something about almost our own distrust of ourselves and our ability to withstand these temptations.
That's Eyal Ophir, who published a landmark study on multitasking at Stanford. He says Peter Sagal is far from alone in going to extremes to limit media multitasking.
We, for eons, have just learned that, you know, when somebody taps you on the shoulder, the polite thing is to respond, at least to acknowledge them. Now we're being tapped on the shoulder by 5, 8, 10, 15 different sources at once, and our intuition is to respond to every single one of them. But that just doesn't scale.
A growing body of research, including Ophir's, shows that media multitasking is taxing our brains. At the Picower Institute for Learning and Memory at MIT, Professor Earl Miller is running an experiment.
In fact, if you hear the beeping in the background, one of the subjects is training on a task right now.
Miller is studying the limits of working memory, what you can think about at any one time. The truth is, working memory is very small.
So people think they have this enormous capacity to juggle multiple balls in the air. They actually only could juggle very few.
The myth of multitasking is believing that we can think about several things at once. Miller says that's an illusion. What the brain is really doing is switching from task to task. And every time you switch and think about a new thing, your brain stumbles a little bit, slows you down, keeps you from thinking deeper thoughts. And that's why Miller says the best multitaskers are the ones who don't do it much.
It's very counterintuitive, but when you think about this limited resource, being able to focus and protect that from irrelevant things is very, very key to, like, productivity.
And creativity. Miller says sticking with one train of thought gives it time to chug along until it arrives at a new idea. But that's getting harder to do in a world where we have captivating information and interesting news and exciting new ideas popping up on our screens all the time.
How do you tell if someone has ADD or a severe case of modern life?
Ned Halliwell runs a center in Sudbury for children with attention deficit disorder.
Distractibility, impulsivity, restlessness, well, that's most people now.
Especially younger people. Nikki Fuganjananon is a Boston University sophomore. During class, she stays in touch with her friends.
They're just like, do you want to have lunch after class, something like that, or like check like people on Facebook.
Fuganjananon claims she is able to text and process her professor's lecture at the same time.
So it's not a problem for me. Like if they're like, okay, Nikki, what are you doing? Like, what's the answer to this one? But I've been listening, so I was like, oh, it's A, B, C, whatever.
research disputes this, and a recent study titled No A for You shows that students who use Facebook or email even as they do their homework earn lower grades than those who don't. That doesn't surprise Boston University junior Stephanie Stanchek.
I do have friends that I feel as though if they didn't multitask, they would be able to focus and then they would get better grades. But I think there's a very small percentage that are at the top that are still bored in some of their classes and therefore can multitask. But I'm not sure how you can figure out what type of person you are.
How to figure out what type of person you are. That's a really astute question that more people should be asking themselves, says former Stanford attention scientist Eyal Ophir. He got the idea for his landmark study on multitasking because he saw so many young students who seemed very happy being distracted by all their media streams, something that brain science would say is hurting their ability to function.
I don't know that productivity in the traditional sense is what they value. You know, you speak to these people and they may know more about the latest story that just came out or, you know, what is happening in this sphere or that sphere. Maybe they're more aware and maybe they value that awareness over productivity. This is why I think it's hard to make a value judgment.
Technology has brought us all of these amazing rivers of news and updates and communication. But Ophir says technology is doing a terrible job of filtering out what's irrelevant or knowing the best time to show you what you do want to see.
So I think better tools are part of the answer. But there will always be a decision. You know, right now, do I keep my finger on the pulse for a little longer and take in a few more new pieces of stimulus? Or do I back off and think about what I have? And I'm not sure when that will end, when that will stop being a decision.
Multitasking is a conundrum we all have to come to terms with. Our brains have not evolved for us to be able to do it well, but it's becoming a bigger part of our digital lives. And so whether you decide to turn it all off to get things done, like public radio host Peter Sagal does, or you let it all flow over you, like college student Nikki Fuganjanonon does, or somewhere in between, you need to figure out how to make sure it's working for you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.